yellow and red. You see yellow and red. That many people are colorblind in regard to the distinction between yellow and blue. Red and blue, or green and blue, even more. Blue in Russian Kiddush is called Chilas, and green is called in the Mishnah, in the vocabulary of the Mishnah, Moch is card, in Chilas the card. There should be enough light to say Krishna, that a normal person who is not colorblind can distinguish between blue and green. If I don't look even before the storm, if I don't look close enough, if I see a certain safe from far, let's say, on that table, I might even mistake between. It happens to me very often. This is how they told me. Why do you say give the blue Rambam? It's the green Rambam. But it was a few feet away, so I couldn't see it. I have to look at it. Red and brown. He said, this is, what is this? Red and brown. What is this? Red and brown.
Brown.
But if it's far away, I think that it's red. It's not so heavy brown. So you can make a mistake. So the rainbow is an example of variety within uniformity. On one hand, they look alike, or there are people who are colorblind, but they are different. People are not colorblind, can be
distinguished.
So
yes. What's the eyes and the concept on Pesach? When you have different days of Kedusha, why we have...
So that means Chalmeyed Sukkot, there is a different call. In other words, the first day, so you are Makri with Yimu Pol. The second day, 12 Pol. And the last day, Shvi'ish Al Pesach. You are Makri for only 7. Peyotzim Eilchim. So that means there is a different Yisrael. Different Yisrael. What does it mean, Ashkofer-wise? What's the difference? Now, I'm not giving Ashkofer here now. I'm Sukkot. But the reason is because it's Peyotzim Eilchim. And altogether, 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus 7 equals to 7. So the Goyin HaDarasiliyo points out that certain days it refers to the Korin. Where is the definition of Pinchos? Such a means like Pinchos. So in regard to the Chatos, the Torah expresses it as in terms of Siris. Vayim Hasheni, also in terms of Siris. The Vayim Hashlishi, not Siris. The soil. What is the difference between Siris and soil? What's the difference? What? What's the difference? How could there be soil that is not a goat? Could there be soya that is not egoic? A lamb is not egoic. So what's the difference? The fact, so the Goyim says, the fact that the Torah spells it out, easy, means that some goats look a little like a lamb. If you are not colorblind, but I mean if you're not very observing, very alert, so you could make a mistake between lamb and a grown-up lamb and a baby goat, because a goat looks wild. If you ever look at the goat, if you ever have an opportunity to look at the goat, but in the zoo you could look at the goat. It looks very wild. The lamb on the country looks so nice and meek. So, if it is a question of a baby goat who doesn't look so wild and arrogant, and an older, grown-up lamb who could make a mistake. So the Goyim says, the first days of Sukkot, the Torah expresses series in Echad Chavos. It has reference to the Yishmaelit, because since there are 70 Purim altogether, and there has to be equal Purim for the Yishmaelit, equal Korbanos, same Korbanos on behalf of the Yishmaelit, and that's what the President Clinton says now. We have to bring Korbanos on behalf of the Mitzrim, that's what Rabin says. In other words, we have to give the Vatican, we have to give all the sections of Jerusalem, that they have many Christian churches. And even now, the Dabinimu, Rav Loi, came to see him. Because that was the Shlichas by Paris, to get the goodwill of His Holiness the Pope. He should come to visit Jerusalem, very important thing. So he says, the Jews throughout the generations, the Goyim says, gave Korbanos, 70 Korbanos, for the Umisel, for the Yishmael, and for the Nesrim, for Yishmael and Edom. The Nesrim are called Edom. Even though I'm in the hierarchical, they have no Shires. But, and the Yishmaelim, they are called Yishmael. So, in the course of the chronological order, so the Korbanos at first, until the Roman Empire, so the Korbanos were given by the Jews, not for the Edom. For Edom didn't give any Korbanos, we don't find them. But after the growth, the rise of the Roman Empire, they started to give Korbanos for Edom too. But in the Middle Ages, so years when the Mohammedans ruled over the world, the days of the Ramadan. So that's why the first days of Sukkot, you only mention series. Why? Because Yishmael is a parodom. There's always been a parodom, and it will be a parodom. I'm sure you may say, it will be a parodom. Doesn't make any difference whether it's Arafat or the Hamid or Hussein or Assad, doesn't make any difference. The point, Rav Shimshon for Hirsch and Mendel Kotzke, I'll say the same thing. Two divergent backgrounds of Shimshon for Hirsch. He says, Yishmael, parodom. So the Shimshon Foresh is the Kashi. It should say, Odom Per. Per means wild. Odom Yishmet. And Per Yishmetia. So it should say, Odom Per Opidu. Why did it say, Parodom? So the Shimshon Foresh. And the Mendel Kostka says the same thing. So he says, no. Odom Per is enough. and Odom is naked. Human primitivity, human barbarity. And Yishmael will be represented, will personify human primitivity. So that's why the first day is the first day it says Siris Nechot Chatos. The second day is Siris Nechot Chatos. Because in those years, so the who ruled over the world in Yishmael and Atarim. The third day it's already after the rise of the Greek Empire. You know, the Greek is also there. They also represented the same kind of culture. Sir Chatzah. And Ayim Avi Sirizim Echotchat. Because it was primarily ruled by the Ishmael. Ayim Achamishin Sir Chatzah. Primarily, if you divide the millennia into the various periods, you'll find it's true. I wanted it. In the terms of the common year, I mean, what year represents, you know, 500 years before the coming era, and what year represented, what day represented, 500 years after the coming era. So in other words, to teach us that we have to bring Korbanos, same number of Korbanos. And even for Amalek, he says, we have to bring Korbanos. How do we bring Korbanos for Amalek? Mitzvah to wipe them out, the answer is with mitzvah to wipe them out if there is a tziva novi. But if there is no tziva novi, you're not allowed to wage war against someone. So then, even when there is no tziva novi, so there are still things in Israel that trying to wipe us out. Now the some of the Arabs are fulfilling the role of Amalek. The Chubin Achidim Doi Vizach Hashem Yisrael Eid. They made a performance in Crown Heights because Dr. Goldstein, when he lost his mind, started to shoot. So I'm here to kill Eric, even the members of the family of those who killed Lapid, father and son, and even those who killed. But if he's not trying to kill us now, we're not allowed. We have to act with patience. We have to control. We cannot become emotional. So there's the kavanah we are mechuyev to bring on behalf of Amalek to.
Who says this?
What the Goyim says on that, not I.
What does it mean bringing a korban on behalf of Amalek?
If we restrain ourselves and we don't shoot every day to the Maras HaMachpelot, then it's a korban, the biggest korban in the world. The biggest korban in the world. Some told me in Israel that all those who pray in the mosque of Maras HaMachpelot, if they are 60 years old, 63, participated in the korban in February 1921 and February 1929. When you start shooting syndrome now, you need to hit. But we are not allowed to shoot. Even against somebody, we know that he participated. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, the first Tzemach Tzedek, the Taz Talmud, that every Jew has a din of a Gil Adam. There is a halacha that the Gil Adam has to kill the Mitzvah. And if, let's say, he was near Matilda, he said, then it's mitzvah b'yadilam. If he was not near Matilda, he said, so it's an issue. So, when the Mitzvah Sheikh had to go to the Mitzvah, two Talmud Chachamim escorted him in order to warn the Gil Adam not to shoot him, because it's only an issue. So we couldn't shoot back. Yes, he was not even Mitzvah B'yadilam. But still, it's not the nicest thing in the world. But the Torah takes notice of human frailty. And then the Torah gives him a right to shoot. To kill. So the Mele, he says, if you go to kill the Jew because he's a Jew, then every Jew has a dinner for your Adam. Not like if a Jew kills a Jew. So only the next of kin has a dinner for your Adam. But if a goy kills a Jew because he's a Jew, not because he had a grudge against me, then every Jew has written up against him. And he's not evil, he's just not against him. In other words, any Jew kills a Nazi who participated in the atrocities, whether directly or not directly, of being an accomplice, so he's not evil, he's just not. But would I or any other Jew or any other person go ahead and kill the Nazis in Germany? No, we have to bring corbanos. If nobody will tell us yes, then even I would kill. The Simcha, I'm telling you, the Simcha. And I'm not a Nazi, I'm not a terror. All right, anyway. So, how did I come to discuss all that? So Chaim says the Jews have to say Hallel primarily because of the Doi, and the Goyim have to say Hallel primarily only because of Shvach. So that's why. Now, so Chodeh Odeh Chayev Odeh Melech Esasman Yosem Mitzrayim, it means the Mechayev of the Hallel Pesach night is Idoi, not Hallel. That means that I owe gratitude to the Rebbein Shalom as if I had been the Rebbein. So Blazer Ashkenazi, he says, in his Beirush Lagoi, Maisa Hashem, the Beradilo mentions him. So he says, what he says, doesn't make sense. Pari doesn't exist. Then Pari would still rule over the world. It's not historically accurate. So it says like this. It doesn't say. There's a difference between an Eved and a Meshubet. An Eved means he's an Eved. Meshubet means a Leve, Eved Leve Nishmal, but it doesn't mean he's an Eved Mamesh. He's indebted to him. He feels grateful to him. So in other words, why did the Rebbein Shalom have in the heart of God? He didn't ask Rabbi Ovadia's promises. It's not that the Rebbein Shalom took away the prayer of Chofetz. If the Rebbein Shalom had taken away the prayer of Chofetz, so why was Pari punished? The Sforna said on the contrary. Imagine, if a gangster comes with the guy to the clerk in the bank and tells him, give me $1 million from the door, if not I shoot you, and he gives it. So, did he act freely? No, he was forced. He had to save his life. But if he wasn't forced, if somebody comes listening, he might grow, has money, he's in the bank, has so many millions, I only need $10,000. So then he did his free. Then he can be prosecuted. So imagine if the revolution had not harmed the heart of faith. And Pharaoh, and then after the first Marcus, down in Spartan, and all the advisors say that power will be, that Israel will be destroyed. What would be the natural response of power? Even if he's a city Israel like Hitler, power wasn't like Hitler, as we show. He would have gone along. Why should Mitzrayim suffered together with the Jews. So then he wouldn't have had prayer of Chofetz, because then he would be forced. At the point he would be considered like someone who is forced to give away money at the point of a gun. So the Rebbein Shalom hardened his heart so much that he wasn't motivated, he wasn't swayed by practical consideration. Only between that which is right and that which is wrong. So he really had the three freedom of choice, the true freedom of choice. So you will check the box at any time. If the Rebbe Shalom had not taken us out, you know, the Rebbe Shalom, after inflicting the first place, so he had taken us out, it was far even forced to do it. Let's say the Nespul, the Ebenezer says, Hashem doesn't appear in Yilas Esther. Why? Because Nespulim was the Nes of Esther, not of Gilgam. Esther Natel Menayim, the Gemara says, Morin Shabbos, Neichi Aster Aster is Panes. What? It's not just the Nietzsche, it's the Kulger. It means that the Nespulim took place within the framework of the Kufiatim. But one who wants to see, sees. One is an action, he wants to be an atheist, never see. I mean, those fools who did not, who even Golda Meir said, Mechemesh Eish Sayomi, no one could be an agnostic. She was an agnostic, she said, until Mechemesh Eish Sayomi. Mechemesh Eish Sayomi, he saw that angels were fighting and his atheism. No one says that today. Golda Meir said it. She was prime minister in the Mechemesh Eish Sayomi. She said it. So that's why they were zeicher from us. Now, unfortunately, we don't deserve it. It's not true. So we'll be missing. So, it doesn't mean if the Rebbein Shalom had not delivered us. If the Rebbein Shalom had delivered us, but he had manipulated that we should be delivered out of Egypt within the framework of the Chukyatim. So then, all the Jewish leaders and the Jewish messengers would say, Pare, the biggest city in Salem, the Temple, didn't you say about Franklin Delano Roosevelt that he was Mashiach Hashem, like Kerash? Mashiach Hashem, even though Franklin Roosevelt certainly did more than any other president for humanity, for the aged, for the sick, the Social Security, the NIRA, the Jewish people, he acted in a very callous and ruthless way. It wasn't his fault. It was the fault of the Jewish assimilationist, Roseman, who didn't advise Roosevelt not to admit a committee of the 500 opponents to demonstrate near the White House. Kamal Kotler was in that demonstration. And the Mira Hoshishiva, I forgot his name.
Kalnovich.
And they wanted to see the president. So the president told us was looking for the window. Ben Hecht.
Right,
his name.
Perfect.
So, what's the name of the
president?
Perfectly. So he said, all it says, I think I'll admit that they are very sincere. You can see their faces. They are kind people. So he says, Mr. President, it will be below your dignity to admit a committee of those rabbis who are fossils of the ancient times. Bruce Wolf is a Jew, so I can see him actually. Otherwise, I would say him actually 100 times. But he's a Jew. How am I allowed to say him actually? He probably, if in his heart he also had the latent. Maybe because he had to, so in order to suppress that, he said, so he said, all right, I want to go. Tell them that they should disperse. So they dispersed. So then, when somebody came out and told them, the president doesn't want to see them, so Kalmanovich fell on the floor and he fainted. So there was a machlekes at that time. The Bnei Yeshiva said that he really fainted. Others said, cynic said, he only failed. But whether I think he really failed, why shouldn't he really fail? Because he organized the mistake. But if he didn't, he failed, he also did a great service. At least it was mentioned by all the media, you know, that he failed. Never mind the interpretations. Anybody who saw it, they already had television in those days, no?
No.
No, they didn't have it. But they took pictures and they showed it in the news.
In Washington, in the new museum, they have it on a video. So they show that the Rabbanim come to the station.
Yeah, that's
the
picture. All right. So that's what it means. If the Rabbeinu Shalom had not taken us out after the first Makis, so then everybody would say that Pare is the biggest saint that ever lived in the world, the Mashiach. But because the Rabbeinu Shalom hardened him, and thereby giving him pure Kriya Chashis, and he still was so obstinate, he refused until the Kriya Pari himself died. So then everybody knows that Pari was not his saint. So that's why we have to say Kiruyot Mitzrayim, because otherwise, what avail the BTS Mitzrayim if instead of thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom, they thank Pare and all the Pares of the world, the other Rishon is not been done. That's the pshat.
Now, so Shevach Behodah, so why?
So that the Mechayev of Halal Pesach night is Idoye Nachvach. Now, Noshima Chayev in Halal, in the Akode. The Rambam says that. The Chinuch says that. But why does the Chinuch says? Because Achein Hoi Beisames. So Achein is the Kashi, the Mishneh in Sukkot of Chomet Zayin says that if somebody hears the Halal, even though he doesn't recite it, so he says Shemei Achein, except if an issue is grasped. So then it's not easy because an issue is quarter of Halal. And on the face of morning, Sukkot. So the Kashi is Achein Hoi Beisames. There's a very simple difference. There is an essential distinction between the Mechayev of Halal Pesach night. So the Mechayev is in doing, Shaykh to say, Avinu Nisanes. But Pesach morning, or Shavuos morning, or Sukkot morning, the Mechayev is Shvach. So it's not Shaykh to say Avinu Nisanes, Shvach. But there cannot be Halal B'tir Shvach alone without it. There cannot be Halal B'tir Sidoi alone without Shvach. They always have to come together. Now with that we can answer another question. The Moran Erechon says that on Chalameyed Sukkot we have to say Holam because it's a different call. Chalameyed Pesach only half hour. The Medrash says that why do we say half hour? Masa Yodet Tevin Bayom V'atim Mishir. So it's a still. But there is no still. Since there are two Mechayim of Halel, one is Misaridoye and one is Tashvach. So the Gemara Erech mentions why there is no Halel and Pesach Misaridoye and Misaridoye. And Misaridoye. So we say we cannot say Shvach to the Bnei Shlomo when it involves human faith. Masi Yodit Him Liyam it is Shvach to the Bnei Shlomo. For a tragedy, because in Akonis Bohu Reitzeb Misosim Shalishol, he has to do it. But to give Shvach, but the Tera Sidori, now the Kashi is asked by the Shonim, the Paul Musa, why did the Bnei Shlomo tell the Malachim not to say Halal? Why didn't he tell it to be shown in Israel? Oz Yoshamaish, Masa Yoritim Biyam, Vatam Moshe, the whole Israel, and Miriam Moshe. Terrasis, they want the Huya Misat. Gratitude, so I won't see how else because Hitler in Mashmeh is dead. It makes sense. But for the Israelim to say how when Hitler is dead, so then we tell them. Master Yoritim Bayom Batman and Shiro. Watch out. It's a plain shot. Adechon Reimeir, Bisham Reimeir, Adab Inabon, Adab Inabon Ismail. בסילה אומרים עד חלום משלמיים מוים, הכל זה יפסקי. ואין בסילה. יחיסם בגולה. אבטרף מימי, ואיתם יחיסם בגולה. ומסיים לסעקודי בפיית הסקולה, ואשר מפורש, היך מבורך ליש. וכמם קליבור, אבטרפם ברמקי בבית רוח. שרחתרפם פסיעה בבורך ונחיסם בבורך. מידי דהביה ברכס פרס וברכס המצווס, דחולי דוי, ורבקי בהכי סימבונה מלבו, ומפסקו לה כרבקי בה. ברוך אתה עד השם אשר לא נגדור את עמכנו, יצא מצרים. סגן ויחי סימב, ברוך אתה עד השם, ועל ישראל.
So why do we say Hallo Shalom the first day of Pesach? Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. If we don't say Masayirai Tovim Goyam Etem Omim Shira.
If we say Hallo Hallo.
So one, because, but one, but
because we have to say Hallo because of Dushisayim. But the second day, it's the same Dushisayim. You don't have to say Hallo at Minchen, at Ma'ariv, in the morning. You said it already once. But from where to get, there is a certain change in the Yisrael. There is something the first day, the Yisraelim on the first day did not possess. The first day was blue, and the second day is green. That's what you have to say.
So the other day, the days of Chol Hamoed, Pesach would say Chatzi Hal, just because of Hodah, just because there's the Hodah element without the Sheva?
Why don't we say Chol Hal on the other days of Pesach? So, from the perspective of Yidoyes, of Shvach, we say Masi Yoretim Miyam, but from the perspective of Yidoyes, not sure I have to say Masi Yoretim Miyam. We're not supposed to give Yidoyes to the Benishol when Hitler fell, when Hitler died, was killed, when he committed suicide. So, the reason is because there is no change in the Yidoyes. וחיס מגולה רב מיירים מה שגרון ריבור שם שם מצרים בלי יחיס רב טרפנו רב עקיבו עם מאה כנאי שם הולכים אותי אף שם מרגעים ומודים לכל מאחיר הבויים וכוסינו לפעול וצמיח מן הלך ובססם על פסח ומריך על שום מן הפסוחים ומן הזבוחים and there's another girl say מן הזבוחים מן הפסוחים and both girls is alright. If the Pesach night is not Mitzvah Shabbos, then we say Minas Bochim Natsor. But if it's like this year, Mitzvah Shabbos, so Chagigas Yidalet is not Eich Shabbos, but Chagigas Tisvot is called in the morning of Tisvot, so the Pesach is called first. So it's two Gersoyis, but both Gersoyis are correct. Ad Bo Chato Ad Hashem Goal Yisrael. אמר רוב צור שיימא ויצונו היצים שם. משוצא ייצונו היצים שם. הוא היי בכל דיר בדיר חי עבוד אמנר זה סעד שמי. כי הוא יוז מסחיים, according to רב לזר אשכנזי ספיאד. הוא יהוי דו יסי, הוא יד מיוזר. Because if the brain show had not delivered us, שלוי בדרך הטבע, so that's the פשט. Loyal the Malach, loyal the soul. Well, you know the Malach. Now the Malach is also there, but you both have to show them. The Malach is all. The Malach and the soul represent Shluka Hashem. The Chukka Teva sometimes are called Malach. Not always, most of the time, Malach means Malach. But in Vayir, so Malach means Malach. Ketia, loyal the Malach, loyal the soul. Doesn't understand figuratively. Malach means a messenger of God who doesn't have recourse to fire. Sorov is fire on the mission. Sorov is an angel of God who has recourse to revolution, to bloodshed, fire. So, loyal to Malach, loyal to Sorov. That would have been within the framework of the Chukki HaTeva. That is Bo Chubiatzvi, not within the framework of the Chukki HaTeva. It was an S goal, not an S. Yes.
And the future goal will also be through an S goal?
doesn't
independent.
Doesn't the Gemara in Brachos say that we're not going to be mentioning anymore the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because the nays of the future Gula will overwhelm it, will be so much greater?
In other words, if the Jewish people do tshuva on a colossal level, then Tobin is going, but if they don't do tshuva, so then Hani Bita Achishenu Socho Achishenu. It doesn't mean that what the Rambam mentioned is certain B.S. HaMashiach at a certain age. It's a major mistake.
What is Lo Al Yedei Malo?
That it was not done within the framework of the Chukiyata.
Malo is Teva.
The laws of God, the laws of nature are represent the rule of God. Law of gravitation is in Malach. Okay. So you may be some Yitzim Misham. Because the heaven is asking to you, Yitzim Misham. Oh, my God, the Matzah is Tzorek Lag Bia. Law is Tzorek Lag Bia. Bosor is Tzorek Lag Bia. Lehid, Bismar Hazer Bosor is Tzorek Lag Bia. Because it's not Bosor. Ela Shemire, Yitzosar. Tich, Kochim, Bechutz. Omar Rabache by Yaakov, Sunne Potam Leim Ragul. So Rabache by Yaakov says it, I'll leave it to Rabon not for you. Because I'll leave it to the Pindes, so Sunne is Potam Rabon. So why you need this special wash? But I'll leave it to Rabon not for you. And we pass for Rabon not for you. The Sunne is Potam Rabon. The Sunne is Chayim Rabon. But it's just Chayim is Potam. Sipo is just Chayim is Potam. So if the father and the mother are blind, so then the son does not have the meaning of the Zeh on the earth. I've come from the son. Any one of the Reimar Shaltino will have gone in the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael for the summer. Man, the Omar Agalitib, Rabbi Yisrael, Omar, Omar, Rabbi Yisrael, Mando Omar Agalit with Rafish is also a son of Rafish. Kosavre Rabbonon, Matzib is Manazed Rabbonon. So sins is in the Rabbonon and so what?
So he can be Motzi there in the mitzvahs.
Yes, so he's Mechuyib. So that means so tasteless in the Dile. Says that even according to Rabbi Yisrael is Potter of Mitzvahs, so what in the Rabbon is high, the Lojim, so it'll look like a boy. If you want to put on the film, you want to sit in the Sukkah, it'll look like a boy. All right, Leiser says it'll be Mitzvah, but Leiser says it doesn't manifest itself in any way. So everybody will look at him as a boy. So Mela sees everybody is Mechuyah with the Rabbon. So he's Mechuyah with the Rabbon. So why did he say not? So why could the Rabbanon change the eyes? The Rav Sheish, Rabbi Yitnam, or by the Kolti Rabbanon, says this mean, Hochash, Vishlim, or some Dabo, and the Chtab Neimu, or Chsid Neim Zesh, Mam No Pas Lesun, Udos, Havloche, Yu Abba Bozem, Mai Dersi, Mai, Bozem, Mai, Lichti, Elo, My lichtei. So what should we see? Babu Zeh was Hashem Li. So, Ela Babu, Matzu Mordos, Lefichu Hanachnu Chayod. Omer Afrizon Abichen, Hal Lukyo, Kisiyo Ipityo, Achasi. Rabashi Oma, Kisiyo Oma Chavio Achasi. Rabbi Oma Chavio Oma Bubad. Rabbi Oma, מחבי בבת, איבויר, מרחב קירו, ורפחיס נמד, תיק, איבויר, ידידי אלוהם, מה תושב, תום רב יודידי, נחלת לשניים לפי חוף, ידיד חייר אל קירו, קדש, איבויר, how it's not worse, since he did his חייר, he always קדש, so the chose, it's two separate words, because if it's one word, so then the people don't have kiddush. Tosh patam rav chatin rav chasin tilad v'chatu udak sivu halo v'chatis v'yoloi v'kyo v'chatis. So as the child, the words halo here and kyo here, was the child, it's two separate words. So he wants it to be nika, because if you bind it together, so then a person would not be so here, and he might be meirik, the kyo. But if he writes the deed kia and kyo here, so no, that is kiddush.
So Harry Paskin, that's not the one word, two words.
What?
Harry
Paskin.
The halalu has two words?
Yeah, halalu is, you are allowed to meir. Now let's see.
So you have to say, so when you say haluka, you have to say ka instead of the actual shem. Right, yeah. When you say we say merchavia, right?
That's right. Now, I'm allowed to erase the name Elio. The answer is yes. There's a tshuva by Rachova on that. Somebody else. I don't even remember what Rachova said. But it's istavali allowed because it's one word. We don't write. Keli, kyo. Then it would both be Kiddush. If it had been two separate words, so it both be Kiddush. Kale and kyo. But the yods were allowed to make. And in other words, there are some people who say, Machmas Funkal, when they write to someone whose name is Leo, they say they write to the Melishvei. So the light, they are very full. Hagoyen, Pirador, Red, Aleph, Apostrophe, Shvei, Shlit. It's nonsense. It's one word and it's Kulichai. When we are allowed to make it.
What about like Beitel, when it's two words? Is it like a place?
Yaakov, you call it Beitel. So it's two words.
So you can't erase when it's a city, when you're talking about a shul, Beitel.
So we should really be careful to call it Beit Kel.
So shul? The city has to be called Beit Kel?
When you pronounce it, because it's not named after a fictitious person. It's named after Hashem, Beit Kel. Yaakov didn't call it after Beit Kel.
So when you say the name Shmuel?
Oh, Shmuel is one word. You don't have to write to somebody like that. You shouldn't write. It doesn't have to write. She named Bob. Basel. But Shmuel. And one, you don't have to be Lisa in raising it. Yoshua. So, you also see, if you write to Yoshua, some people, from people who are Zoya, that write, you the pastor. Kyo, we share. But it's one word, so it doesn't have to be Sasha. You see, it's a character, but it's aloches, goofy aloches. Yehuda, that's right. Yeah, Yehuda.
So there's a place, Elkanah, there's a settlement, Elkanah, in the Shtachim.
Elkanah. Elkanah, that's the husband of Hanan, Shmuel and of his father. So, it's one word. It's one word. That's the criteria. Obligate the end day the missionary and so on the show swag members of the Nitzach, the Nigun, the Maskil, the Nizna, the Shir, the Ashen, the Silo, the Silo, the Tore, the Halukyo, so there the Kyo is two separate ones. Kodum Kuro, Halukyo, Shikuro, Shikil, Shane, the Sheva, Basakas. In other words, when you write Halukyo, you have to write Halu, and then you write Idat, and then Hey. So don't write. You can write a Yud and a Hey, but then you have to be careful not to throw it away.
So the maskana of the Gemara, we say haluka, we have to say the ka. It's two words.
Tashem.
And the other words that the Gemara talks about, when we say.
Which it did feel.
Yes.
So, chazine,